sit on that.
That's a good one.
I said free and not doing better.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes it's just good to just talk to your own people.
Yeah.
After a while. Lee Williams said it like this: sweep around your own front door.
Yeah.
Before you try to sweep around mine. We thank God for being God all by himself. Thank him for Jesus.
Yes.
Thank him for the Holy Spirit that keeps all of us out of trouble. We thank God for these mighty fine commentators on the gospel of Calvary.
Amen.
Amen.
On the platform with us today. We thank God for all of you, God's children. We thank God for our ushers. Mm-hmm. And see, certainly to this great choir for singing out of their souls today, these fine musicians. Free, but not doing better. We'll talk about the suffering of the Negro. Free but not doing better, and doing better is the goal. On this first Sunday of February, as I have done for the past several years, I want to kick off this month by celebrating, as we have, Black History Month by preaching on Black history.
Amen.
Now, the God I serve has no respect of color.
Amen.
Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men.
Right.
Now, what did he say? He said, I'll draw all men, not a certain color or class of people. He said, I'll draw everybody unto me.
Yes.
That lets all of us know that Jesus loves everybody.
Everybody.
And God is concerned about all of our welfare.
He is.
We're in the fourth day of February in the year 2018.
Yes,
Black History Month. I don't know about you, but this is what I've been doing the last year. I just watch TV. And I don't know about you, but I can remember years ago, you always had celebrations. You always had commercials, infomercials,
yes,
movies dealing with Black history.
Yes.
But in this fourth day of February, I haven't seen too much of anything.
Amen.
My, how times have changed. We need to be very careful of not allowing our history, Black history, to be phased out or not remembered anymore.
Amen.
Let me say this. It's not another person or race's job to celebrate our history.
Amen.
That's right.
It's a history that African Americans should be proud of.
Amen.
And one we should be excited to celebrate.
Yes, yes.
I don't know how you feel about it. I'm Black. And I've been Black a long time.
Amen.
When I die, I'm still going to be Black.
Amen.
One of the things I want to say, just like I believe it was James Brown, I'm Black, and I am proud.
Yeah.
Somebody may say, well, it doesn't need to be said. Well, it does need to be said when you look at the trials and the tribulations of Black folk.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes the message can be communicated that there's something wrong with being Black. Let me be clear, there's nothing wrong with being Black.
Amen.
I'm proud of who I am.
Yes.
I'm proud of our rich history and the things that we have had to go through. And I'm also proud of every other race.
Yes.
Amen. Because as Christians, we can't get into heaven and we don't like somebody.
Amen.
I don't care how the world is acting and what goes on in the world. We, as Christians, we're called to be separated from what the world does.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
A person who is not Black will never understand what it feels like to be Black and live in this country.
Amen. This
country.
Right.
Yes.
I wish I had a witness. Right.
Yes.
There.
Yeah.
Yes. Anybody ever been in a store and they said security is Section 8?
Yes.
And you were the only Black in Section 8. Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt like somebody was following you at the store?
Yes.
And then you had to look around and say, I don't have to steal anything. God has blessed me with plenty of money.
Amen.
And not only that, Mama said before I leave the house, boy, don't you ever go to the store and steal anything that you didn't pay for.
Right.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in those situations where you're looked at differently because of the color of your skin?
Absolutely.
I know I got a witness or two in here.
Yeah.
So you never know what it's like to be Black, to be stopped and profiled because of the color of your skin.
That's right.
There are still some people, regrettably, despite the progress we have made, there are still some people who do things like that.
Yes.
Just because of the color of your skin, you'll be looked at differently.
Yes.
People will raise their voice and look at you differently, all because of the color of your skin.
Yep.
Why celebrate Black history? Because Blacks have often been left out of history.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you cannot teach history without talking about the Negro.
Yes.
Thirdly, no other race has suffered like Black folks.
None.
Am I right about it?
Yes. Yes.
Any true historian will tell you that you cannot talk about American or world history without talking about African Americans.
Amen.
The purpose of Black history is to recognize the accomplishments of the Negro, of Black folks, or African Americans in the history of this country, and even in the world.
Amen.
I like what the late Reverend Dr. Matt Keen Carter said.
Yeah.
Had a chance to meet with him before he transitioned when he came to Tampa several years ago, and I attended his church when I was living down in South Florida. And he said this, and I find this to be so appropriate for us as African Americans. He said this: we have outrun everyone in track and field.
Amen.
He said we have outsung everyone in the music industry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And many times we've done it a cappella.
Right. Amen.
We have outsung the Beatles. Amen. Come on, wake up in here.
Amen.
We've outsung Elvis Presley and Fred Astaire.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Yes.
We have outdanced. We've outwobbled. Nobody can line dance like we can.
Amen.
Come on, don't act like you've always been saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I know y'all don't dance. We have had more all-white parties, come on, talk to me, than any other race in history.
Yes.
We have hit more home runs than anyone in baseball.
Yes.
We have gained more yards than anyone in football.
Yes.
We scored more points than anyone in basketball.
Yes.
We have out-rapped everyone in the rap industry.
Yes.
Yes. Every day we lit,
Y'all quiet back there, young people, but I know y'all know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Gotta dance. I make money move. Gotta be careful with the rest of it. If I don't see you, I don't speak. That's with the church. Dr. Matt Carter said this. He said, but at the end of the day,
yes.
He said there's Black folks that are still on the bottom of the totem pole.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Somebody.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You can't tell me that God hadn't been good to Black people.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
In fact, the only reason that Black folks, African Americans, are alive today is because of the goodness of the law.
Amen. Yes.
It was God that taught us how to live off of the land.
Yes.
It was God that taught us how to steam the cabbage. It was God that taught us how to plant green squash, sugar cane, rutabaga, jam, peas, corn, green beans, and tomatoes.
Yes.
It was God that taught us how to gut a cow, hogs, bulls, and wring a chicken's neck. I never forget the day when I was growing up as a little boy. I think it was Mr. William that brought some chickens by the house. And they were alive when they got out. He had them in a cage and they just was walking around the house. And my grandmother grabbed one of those chickens by the neck. I wish I had some help up in here. I wish Sister Copeland would help me right here. Sister Maycat, Sister Mary Wood, they know what I'm talking about. They know what to do with a chicken when they're hungry. And I talk about going down to KFC or churches.
Yeah.
And Grandma took that chicken by its neck. And I saw something that she really should have been arrested. And she wrung that chicken by the neck. See, young people, you getting a lesson right here. Am I right about it?
You're right.
See, Reverend McCain know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She grabbed that chicken by the neck and wrung all of them that, I mean, stuff went everywhere. She went after church if you want to know what the stuff was. And she took a butcher knife, just cut, clean it up, put it in the freezer. But when it came time to eat, boy, look here, that was a good chicken. I was scared to eat it, but it was good chicken.
Yeah.
It was God who taught us how to cook chitterlings, hog maw, smoked turkey neck. Am I right about it?
Yes.
Mullet and catfish. See, whether you realize or not, Black folk, we're survivors.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's all right.
right about being poor. See, it's not about where I started life, it's about where I finished. See, what is a good thing about being poor? See, when you don't have, you know how to survive.
Right. Yeah.
You learn. Am I right about it? When you don't have, you know how to make a PB&J.
Yeah.
That peanut butter and jelly. See, one thing about it, I may not have everything I want, but I'm not going to go to bed hungry.
Amen.
Am I right about it? The church was headquarters for the Negro.
Yeah,
that was. During slavery in the civil rights era.
It was.
And today, African Americans drive right by the church.
Right by.
Right by.
In God's car.
Yeah.
Headed to God's house.
Yeah.
And going to the store or the mall to spend God's money.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but you all always find me in God's house.
Amen.
Giving him the praise, giving him the glory for what he's done in my life. Because he didn't have to do it, but I'm glad.
I'm glad.
I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad.
So glad.
Because everything I have now is because of the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah.
And anyone testify that it was only God that provided for you and has provided for you down through the years. The only reason I'm living now is because God has brought me from a mighty long way.
All right.
The only reason I have what I have now is not because of my hard work. Watch this. It's because of God's mercy and grace in giving me life, health, and strength.
Yes.
And every day we look around our house and see our loved ones, we ought to be shouting and giving God the praise for what he's done in our life, because he didn't have to do it.
Yes.
But I'm so glad that he did.
Yeah.
Sad. What happened in the Jewish Holocaust. But don't ever forget about the Black Holocaust.
Yes, right.
We lost millions coming across the Atlantic.
Yes.
Bodies thrown in the Atlantic.
Yes.
Losing so many coming to a country to work for free.
Yeah.
See, I believe this. You ought to know your history.
Amen.
The late Dr. G.B. Stewart said it like this: in darkness dwell the people who know their history not.
Amen.
I remember growing up as a little boy, and even since I've been a man, years ago, I see somebody of non-color say, "Hey, Bubba," and that word started to offend me. And when I got old enough, when somebody would say that, I said, "Let me tell you something. My name is not Bubba.
That's right.
My name is Alex.
That's right.
And if you can't call me by my name, I prefer for you to keep Bubba out your mouth.
That's right.
And don't address Bubba over this way.
That's right.
Why is that? If you don't know your history, you'll never know when somebody's insulting you.
That's right.
Amen. Amen, somebody.
Yes.
I like what Dr. King said. Judge a man by the content of his character rather than the color of his skin.
Yes.
And I'm glad that we made some changes down through the years and made progress. But baby, we still have a long way to go with this time.
Yes.
Why does Black history mean a lot to me?
Yes.
I care about my people.
Yes.
Society will say, get you a big house and go live down in South County. I live in the city.
Amen.
I don't live far from where I was raised in the housing projects.
Amen.
And I've never forgotten where I came from.
Amen.
And what God has done in my life.
Amen.
I grew up poor. What I look like now, looking my nose down at somebody who doesn't have it.
Amen.
I know what pound of milk tastes like.
Yeah.
In front of me.
Yeah.
I need some pork chop.
Yes, sir.
I need some collard greens.
Come on.
Yeah. I need some steamed cabbage in front of me.
Yeah.
And you can't eat collard greens without some fresh cornbread.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll never forget what God did for me in my life.
Yeah.
And now that I got to a place where I got no business being, I praise his name.
Praise.
Yeah. Every chance that I get,
praise.
I want to praise him for what he has done. Because I got no business being here, but I know that mercy and grace will take you a long way in life.
Yeah.
But you have somebody who can look back over your life and give a testimony right now of what God has done in your life.
Yeah.
Of how God has brought you from a mighty long way.
Yes, sir.
I know you're too proud and you don't want anybody to see you raise your hand or stand on your feet. But I am not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
Yeah. To tell you that I didn't have.
Didn't have.
But I held on to God's
unchanging
hand.
Yeah.
Does anybody know that we've been made and good for it now?
Yeah.
Put on joy.
Joy.
I need somebody that know about joy. Can I get one witness that know about joy? Is there anybody know about weeping and walking the floor all night long?
Yeah.
But I know that in the morning, everything won't be all right.
Yeah.
Won't the Lord bring you from a mighty long way?
Yeah.
Has the Lord brought you from a mighty long way?
Yes, Lord.
Black folks, we've been through a lot.
Yes.
Haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah. I was talking to Dr. Starling on yesterday. We was talking about and reminiscing how we were at the University of Florida, talking about what we wanted to be in life. Mighty fine surgeon now, one of the best in the country. Real proud of it. Nobody but the Lord.
Yeah.
And when you get there, give God the glory.
Yeah.
And I want to say this. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy.
Yes, we are.
Just because you black don't mean you're not qualified.
Amen.
Write that one down, young people. I was in court on last week.
My God.
Y'all want to come in there? Ain't finished, dude.
Ain't finished.
And then they're telling the judge, want to complain about me. Judge says, stop him right there. He said, oh no, Mr. Hall is one of the best attorneys down here.
All right.
Very fine and seasoned attorney. I want to say this to all of us. Stop thinking when you look at somebody else of your own race in a profession. Stop thinking we stupid.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody.
Amen.
Don't you think they just give out medical license just because you black?
Yeah.
You think they just give out a bar card just because you black? If you don't pass, you just don't pass.
You don't pass. Amen.
That's just the bottom line.
Yes.
If it was not for black folks, this country wouldn't be in the condition that it's in right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. That's right.
We have worked off the black, off the sweat and labor of black folk.
Yes,
and I say to all of our young people, get your education.
Yes.
While you can.
Yes.
Education will take you a long way in life.
Yes.
And know your history.
Yes.
Sold on an auction block for pennies on a dollar.
Yes.
Families permanently
separated.
Yes.
That's it.
Resulting in dysfunctional families.
Mm-hmm.
Lynchings and killings of black folks in the South, and the police stood by. The racist J. Edgar Hoover, and never said anything.
Yep.
Forced to work for free on the plantation and stay in the slave quarters.
My God.
Couldn't drink from the regular water fountain, but you had to drink from the black water fountain.
Yes.
Couldn't use the regular restroom, but you had to use the black restroom.
My God.
Couldn't sit at the front of the bus, but you had to sit at the back of the bus.
My.
Isn't that something my money spends just like yours, but you want to treat me differently?
Yes.
Let me say this to all of you. Now that God has blessed me to have some money and be working, I don't give my money to nobody who will not treat me right in life.
Amen.
I shouldn't say this, but I can say that in all these neighborhood stores,
right.
Signs on doors, raising their voice. I'm telling you what I've seen for myself.
Yes, sir.
Raising their voices at us, at our people. And you still go in there and spend your money?
Hell, I'm not.
I know some people that said, look, if we can't sit where we want you on this bus, baby, we're not going to ride this bus.
Amen.
So there's something about money.
Yeah.
People love money.
Yeah.
They do.
That's what makes the world go round.
Yeah. Yeah.
People will treat you differently when you start saying, I'm not going to spend my money here.
That's right.
That's
right.
Unless you're going to treat me right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And today, African Americans are missing in the church, and some of it is justified. Watch this. Conventions, associations, congresses, unions, and we don't own nothing.
Amen.
130 years later, and we don't own nothing.
Yes.
Let's have a little math class. Mm-hmm. 130 years, you mean to tell me we couldn't save $1,000 a year?
Mm-hmm.
And if we had did that, we would have $130,000 in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had saved at least $10,000 a year, watch this, we would have $1.3 million.
There you go.
And today we ain't even got $2,000 in the bank.
Yeah.
Now something is wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
And let me go on record and say this. Every white person is not your enemy.
That's right.
Amen.
Let me say it again. I said every white person is not your enemy.
Amen.
There are some good white people and people that are not black who have done a whole lot for black folks down through the years.
Yes.
And I've had many white people help me along my career.
I know that's right.
Today we are in the year 2018. We are 150 years removed from slavery.
Hmm.
63 years removed from separate but equal. Plessy versus Ferguson, the worst Supreme Court decision ever decided in this country.
Mm.
54 years removed from civil rights era. We are free. But ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, we are not doing better. People have died for black folks to have what we have today.
Yes.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. took a bullet. And today he's rolling over in his grave from when he looked at how we treat one another and how we carry on.
Yeah.
Rosa Parks went to jail for not giving up her seat to someone who was not looking like her.
Yes, right.
She's crying now at how we treat each other and how young people are out of control.
Come on, preacher.
We will not get an education that is offered for free. And we know who's cutting up in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we know who's sitting over in those alternative schools. Come on and wake up and talk.
Yes, sir.
But I'll say this to our young people. You ought to be glad.
Glad.
That you weren't raised when I was raised.
Amen.
Or raised early. Am I right about it?
You're right.
Did mama say, you better not let that teacher call me.
Amen.
She looked me right in your face. She didn't flinch either. She said, you better not let.
That's right.
In fact, she said it like this. She said, that white man better not call me. About you cutting up at the schoolhouse. She said, I better not have to get off of my job.
Yes.
Have I got a witness in here?
Amen.
Because we ain't got nothing. And we're trying to have something, and you better sit your behind. I hope it's all right if I change a few words there.
Go ahead.
And I better not have to get off my job to come see about you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Young people are killing each other at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
By promoting don't snitch. Because snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
Prisons are full of people that look just like you and me.
Yes.
Men don't take care of their children anymore. Today, men let women take care of them.
Amen.
And she ought to be ashamed of herself for taking care of you.
Amen.
That's what they need to get in a self-esteem class.
Yes.
We need to teach our young lady, don't you take care of no man.
Amen.
Don't you let no man take his shoes off at your house.
Yeah.
He can take his shoes off at his house.
His house.
But when he marries you, he can leave his shoes wherever he wants to over his eyes. And drop programs. Stealing from dead folk. Lying to get a few extra dollars. Our own people sell dope in our own communities. Commit all types of crimes in our own communities. And some parent will still uphold their bad child.
Yeah, they will.
When I was growing up, there weren't no thieves in our house.
Amen.
There weren't no drug dealers in our house.
Amen.
In fact, there weren't no drug dealers in our communities. And we did more when we had less.
That's
yes,
right.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody.
Yeah.
We had dope in our community. I thought you said y'all didn't. No, we had dope in our community. When I was growing up, we had dope. We had plenty of them. But it was called Father John.
Yeah.
It was called casserole.
Yeah.
It was called Epsom salt.
Yeah.
It was called bare aspirin.
Yeah.
It was called sardines and crackers with the towel wrapped up around your head.
Yeah.
We had Vicks vapor rub
and
some mental labor. Am I right about it?
Yeah.
We were poor. We weren't poor. We were poor. And didn't even know we were poor because we had such a good time.
Wish I had some help
up in here.
Yeah.
We shoot marbles and play four square.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I see my sister sitting in the back. We be playing around the yard. We had a good time. Didn't even know we was poor. But see, poor is what somebody tell you and you believe it.
That's right.
You can't steal this joy that I have.
Hmm.
This joy that I have.
I have.
The world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away.
Yeah.
I don't care if I don't have nothing but what I have, I'm going to make the best out of it.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah. I wouldn't let somebody speak negativity into my spirit.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't let somebody tell me how high I could go in life.
Yeah.
It was no stealing when I was growing up. Because there was nothing to steal. I know you don't want this black and white TV with the antennas missing and some aluminum foil on it. I need somebody to help me right here. I know you don't want this full model console TV with the record player in it.
Yeah.
God bless if you can get it out of here, but it's going to take several of y'all to get it out of here.
Yeah.
I know I got one or two witnesses in here who know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But now, if you're that desperate to take this TV, you need to take the pliers that's next to it.
Yeah.
So you can turn the channel.
That's right.
Yeah. And we weren't shooting each other like we're shooting each other, killing each
other. That's right.
One, you couldn't even afford a gun.
Yeah.
Secondly, we didn't hate each other like people hate each other right now.
Yeah.
We had too much love for one another to take another brother's life.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, brother meant something.
Yeah.
and sister meant something.
Yes.
When right old meant something.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
What am I saying? Know your history.
Yeah.
But don't hold on to the past now that you're living in the present.
Yeah.
You see, your past should motivate your future.
Amen.
What am I saying? I don't understand. I don't want to be enslaved. I want to be free. Now that I'm free, I'm going to enjoy my freedom.
Amen.
And I'm going to take advantage of every opportunity that I have. What am I saying today? Despite the sufferings of African Americans, we should enjoy the freedom and the more opportunities that we have today.
Amen. All right.
Educate yourself.
Yes.
Don't be ignorant in life. You know, ignorance is very expensive. And it costs a whole bunch of money.
Go ahead.
Get a job and stop depending on somebody else to take care of you. See, when it's yours, you'll appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Mm.
Take care of your child.
Yeah.
Nobody else should have to take care of your child.
That's right.
Downtown should have to tell you to take care of your child. Bible clearly teaches us to be better people. And the Bible teaches us to move on from our past. Look at this psalm here as we get ready to close. Book of Psalms makes up the longest book of the Bible.
Yeah.
150 Psalms in the book of Psalms.
Yes.
Psalm 1, 42, 73, 90, and 107. 73 of the Psalms are ascribed to David. Hence the term the Psalms of David. Psalms was Israel's ancient collection hymns of praise and prayer.
Yep.
The book of Psalms largely deals with prayer and praise.
Yes.
When you're going through in life and you want something to read, read the book of Psalms.
Amen.
Anybody ever been going through something?
All the time.
Get into the word of God, it'll make you feel better.
Amen.
Get into the word of God and learn about prayer and praise.
Yes.
Now, how befitting is this 137th Psalm as we begin to celebrate Black History Month? This is one of the latest Psalms written during the latter days of the Jewish church. And when the canon of the Old Testament was ready to be closed.
Yeah.
This song was written when the people of God were being held captive in the land of Babylon and were being insulted by their captors. Doesn't all this sound familiar?
Yeah. Yeah.
This song was probably written towards the end of the Israelites' captivity in Babylon.
Yes.
Here, the Israelites finally see the destruction of the Babylon. Didn't I tell you God will make your enemies your footstool?
Yeah, yeah. True.
See, sometimes when we get out of control, God has to take us through something.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we get too big for our Christians, God has got to take us through something.
All right.
To let us know he's still God all by right. himself.
Yeah.
Sometimes when God opens the windows of heaven, we stop going to church. We stop praying. We stop giving God all of the praise and the honor. And sometimes when you get too high for God's program, God has got to bring you back down.
Amen.
And let you know who he is.
Yeah.
That's really what's going on in this Babylonian captivity.
Yes.
God had brought Israel out of Egypt.
That's right.
But once out of Egypt, they forgot who God was.
Yes.
When you were in Egypt, you prayed a long, fervent prayer. Amen. When you were in Mississippi picking cotton, you prayed a long prayer. In the clay hills of Georgia, you prayed a long time. But now that you've been set free and the shackles have come off, now it's Jesus' way. Don't have time for the Lord anymore. Let me tell you something. You're in bad shape if you don't have time for God.
Amen.
You're in bad shape if your schedule is that busy you can't come to church. You're in bad shape if everything you have, you know God gave it to you, but you will still not give him the praise for all he's done in your life. I don't know about you, but everything I have has come from God.
Amen.
And I praise him for what he has done.
Yes.
Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have it today.
Yeah, that's right.
Notice the mournfulness and the lamentations of this song. Mm-hmm. The Israelites finally, and notice also how the Israelites finally see the destruction of the Babylonians there in verse 8. The Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Bible, makes this song one of the lamentations of Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, and names him as the author of this particular song. I want us to notice several things about this song. One, the Israelites, the captives or slaves, cannot enjoy themselves.
Yes, yes.
Because now they're in a strange land.
Strange land.
Secondly, the Israelites cannot humor their oppressors. Thirdly, they cannot forget Jerusalem. Mm. In other words, contemporary speaking, they cannot forget Africa.
Right.
I'm not ashamed of where I'm from.
Amen.
Not ashamed to be black.
Amen.
I'm proud of who I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
You ought to be proud of who you are. Don't let anybody try to demise or lower who you are.
That's right.
Talk down to you. Look down on you. Be who you are. And know this, that if God is on your side,
all right,
who can be against
you? That's right.
When you are on God's side, you are destined to win, and you will win every time.
Every time.
I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the odds are. God will make you win in the end. Finally, they cannot forgive Edom and Babylon.
Yeah.
In this song, we must be much affected with the concernments of the church.
All right.
Especially that part of it that is in affliction, laying the sorrows of God's people near our hearts. Let me say this. I love the church.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was raised in the church. And I will share this with each and every one of you. The thing that hurts me now is to look out amongst the race and see that we don't even go to church anymore.
My God.
As I said earlier, you can get some good, rich history from some of our members in this church. Mm-hmm. Reverend McCain, Sister Williams, Sister May Cat, Sister Coleman.
Yeah.
People that have lived the life of what we're talking about right now.
Yes.
People that have had to go out the back door, use the back door, sit at the back of the bus, and we won't even go to church to give God no praise.
That's
my God. My God.
Somebody this afternoon is going to be shouting for the Patriots, shouting for the Eagles, but won't shout in church.
My God.
Well. Won't say for God I live and for God I die.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
That's right.
Wearing jerseys and everything, but what about the God of your salvation?
Yeah.
What about the God that has showed up and showed out?
Yeah.
What about the God that has brought you through some dangerous seen and unseen? I don't know about you, but that's shouting good news right there.
Yeah.
When I think about the goodness of God and all He's done, my whole soul cries out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I thank God.
Thank God.
On this evening, I have a TV I can look at.
Come on.
Because God has made it possible.
Yeah.
I thank God I can get on God's grill and put God's food on God's grill.
Yeah.
Because it is God that is showing up and showing out. And how dare me not wave my hand and say, for God I live and for God I die.
Yes.
Come on, how you feel about it? But God has been too good for me to sit down on Him.
All right.
In this song, I want us to notice the children of Israel find themselves by the rivers of Babylon.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, in a strange land.
Yes.
A great way from their own country. Where they were brought as prisoners of war.
Yes.
Again, doesn't all of this sound familiar? Babylon was now the house of bondage to Israel, as Egypt had been in their beginning.
Yes.
But as I said earlier, God has a way of turning your midnights into day.
Yes.
God has a way of turning your situation around.
Amen.
And God has a way of making your enemies your footstool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there anyone in His house who can truly say, trouble don't last always?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but as I get ready to close, I want to say this to all of us, despite whatever your past may have been, despite whatever your trials and tribulations that you have come through.
All right.
And despite what you're dealing with right now in the church, despite being all dressed up and you got it going on, it's easy to put the best on the outside.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we don't know what's going on the inside.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can be hurting so bad that you don't want anybody to know what you're going through.
Yeah.
But I'm a living witness that God will take care of you.
Yeah.
God will turn your situation around. He's a God that specializes.
Yeah.
Anybody know He specializes?
Yeah.
Doesn't God specialize in saving from the uttermost to the guttermost? Doesn't God forgive all of your sins regardless of what you have done? I wish I had somebody that knew what I was talking about. Didn't mind waving your hand about the time you messed up in life. But God has a way of turning your situation around.
That's right.
You see, let me say this to all of us. God is not like you and I. God forgets what you've done in the past, and He's concerned with what you're going to do right now. Am I right about it?
Right about it.
Let me say this to all of us. At some point in life,
some point,
all of us have to make up our mind, it's time to forget my past.
Yes.
And it's time for me to finally start doing better.
Yes.
Listen, I don't care what you're going through. There comes a point in all of our lives when we have to say enough is enough.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's time for me to start doing better.
Yeah.
Watch this. There are many people in the Bible that were doing bad. But as I like to say, it's not about where you start in life. It's about where you end up in life.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to remember that regardless of what you're going through, things will get better.
Yeah.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do I have anybody? who's a board certified witness. You can tell somebody sitting next to you, I haven't always had it like this.
Yeah.
I had to struggle along the way.
Yeah.
But that's all right. Struggling makes you better.
Yeah.
Can I get some help up in here?
Yeah.
Doesn't struggling make you a better person?
Yeah.
You see, walking will make you appreciate when you hit a car.
Yeah.
Being in a project will make you appreciate a split level home with central air and heat. Having to walk the way you used to go will make you appreciate the car once God give it to you.
Yeah.
I said, can I get some help up in here?
Yeah.
Won't God do the impossible in your life?
Yeah.
But you got to make up in your mind.
Yeah.
It's time to start doing better.
Yeah.
They tell me that God looked down on grace.
Yeah.
And he saw sinner man, you and I wasn't doing right.
Yes,
but I'm so glad that sinner man had enough sense to cry out, Lord, send somebody.
Somebody.
That helped me do better.
Yeah.
Is there anyone who's glad that Jesus put on human flesh?
Yes.
And he came down through 42 generations.
Yeah.
When his dying God.
Yeah.
Is there anybody who's glad?
Yes.
That your Savior, my Lord, was born in Bethlehem of Judea?
Yes.
Is there anyone who's showed up glad that at the age of 12, he threw away his hammer?
Yes.
Is there anyone who's glad that Jesus, my way maker out of nowhere?
Yes.
My bread in a starving land?
Yes.
My joy in all of my sorrow?
Yes.
Is there anyone who's glad that Jesus, my joy in all of my sorrow?
Yes.
Who is my joy for tomorrow?
Yes.
Is there anyone who's glad that Jesus went out to East Gate of Jerusalem one Friday night?
Yes.
With the weight of the world on his shoulder?
Yes.
He walked out to Calvary's Hill with the weight of the world on his shoulder?
Yes.
Aren't you glad that Calvary's Hill they laid the word on the wood?
Yes.
Aren't you glad they stretched his mind and nailed his hand? Is there anyone who showed up glad they ribboned his feet? Is there anyone who showed up glad they lifted up the Savior? A whole room full of people that showed up glad that Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. Aren't you glad they dropped the Savior into the ground? Still in rock just like a drunk man, but earth, did Jesus get up? Is there anyone who's glad that he died for your sin and he died for mine? Aren't you glad that he brought you from a mighty long way? Don't you stand in his feet and say, yeah. So long tomorrow. I'm ready for a bright future. I'm not worried about yesterday, but I got a bright future in front of me. It's time to start doing better.